Guys, by now, you've heard the great news. If you've wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, but were worried about the price, Blue Pills Direct can finally give you the results you've been looking for. Why pay almost $15 per pill when you can get the same results you need for only $2 per pill? That's right. Call today and receive 50 blue pills or 50 yellow pills for only $99. That's only $2 per pill and saves you almost $500 from your local pharmacy. Why wait? Call 888-914-4247 today and finally have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Call 888-914-4247 right now and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Just call 888-914-4247. That's 888-914-4247. Call 888-914-4247.
The IFA Next Innovation Engine Stage is where speakers and panel discussions take place all throughout IFA and discuss the future of technology, including AI, VR, the house of smart living, robots, mobility, fitness, and digital health, 8K, 5G, all the letters, all the initials. It's all happening here in Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline, our 17th year broadcasting from IFA. Thank you for tuning in. This portion, by the way, brought to you in part by TWI Group. Take the guesswork out of your trade show shipments. Simplify with TWIGroup.com. And by HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. Text radio to 35,000. Again, that's text the word radio to 35,000. And IFA thanks our hardware sponsors, including Dell, Curry 36, Monkey Water, and Africola, among others. Our next guest is an app developer extraordinaire. And full disclosure, he's the app developer for the brand new updated Into Tomorrow app, which is now available. Yes, we told you we had a special surprise involving the show, not just our 17th year at IFA in Berlin. But how's this for you? Run, don't walk, don't dilly-dally, run to your app store and download the free Into Tomorrow app, because trust me, you want it. So our app developer is Dimitri Stauffer. Dimitri, welcome Into Tomorrow. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you, and thank you for your efforts on behalf of us and my staff and our audience, because honestly, we've had several people say they sorely miss the app we used to have.
Yeah.
Until Apple made some goofy OS changes, and boom, we vanished.
Absolutely.
And then later, Android made some other changes, and the Android app vanished. And a couple of years later, here we are, the tech show without an app. People thought, what is wrong with that picture? Except I'm in it. And then we managed to meet you. And how did we meet originally?
Well, I believe you actually sent me a message through Instagram. I was quite surprised. I was, wow, Dave Graveline.
sending you a message.
From Miami. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was intrigued, yeah. And I think we got into contact. You sent me some messages and I got to know you. And
and the rest is history.
Absolutely,
And now, of course, we have a new app. How does one get started with being an app developer?
Well,
is this something
you
studied in school, or is it something that you've just had a knack for?
Well, I guess it depends. I can tell you how I basically approach it. I do study computer science, which
that
is
helps.
One way of obviously getting that knowledge. But you can teach yourself. Like for me, it began when I was like 15, 16, something like that.
Apparently not that long ago. You're a young guy anyway, but okay.
Let's not get into that. Yeah, but basically teaching myself, going through YouTube tutorials, online basically instructions, and what I came up with, strangely enough, is an app that teaches other people how to create apps.
Really?
That was my first app. Yeah.
Now that's not only is that cool, but to me it also seems like a little counterproductive, because you're an app developer, so you want to develop apps and make money doing it, and then yet your first app was how to make your own app.
Yeah, basically getting rid of
getting rid of you and your and your colleagues that, that make apps. But that's cool because, as far as I'm concerned, it shows that you were truly interested in that end of the business because, you know what, it doesn't matter if someone else makes their app. I've helped them do it.
Absolutely, yeah. And it also, it was surprising to me how simple it is. Obviously, easy to say now for me that I've...
It's because you've been doing many.
Yeah, absolutely. But it is relatively straightforward when you get into it.
Really?
And I felt like sharing that. And it's pretty incredible. It also has come a long way. It's changed a lot through the last couple of years.
Yeah. Because our original app developer, Horatio,
which
ironically we met also here at IFA many years ago.
All right.
And then we met you for the first time in person here at IFA.
Yeah.
So this is apparently not only the meeting place for smart minds, but co-innovation is their hashtag. And this is a great example. But he said he kind of lost touch with the ability to code with these new operating systems. So we were kind of stuck for a couple of years until we met you.
Yeah.
So it's relatively easy, but that's if you know what you're doing.
As you said, you got to stay at it. It changes very rapidly.
Oh, yeah.
So as we saw with your app, after a couple of years, it isn't compatible with the latest devices. But yeah, if you stay at it and learn the latest technologies, there are some cool things such as
this one. We're showing you now. If you're listening on the radio, again, don't panic, but come to intotomorrow.com when you get a chance. By this time, you've already got our app loaded on your phone or tablet or otherwise device. And look at that. There's the icon. IT. It doesn't mean information technology. It doesn't mean that scary clown movie. It means Into Tomorrow. And then you click on it. Ta-da! There's the app. And right away, you see our logo, you see on the air, and you can listen now. And I know I'm going to take it away from the screen, but the instant you push play, there it is. He's following it all the way up to my ear, to my microphone.
Instantly.
Yeah, instantly it's playing there, so you can hear it. Well, you can't hear it as much because this headset mic is not making.
Off,
there
you know,
we go.
They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And got it go.
And the good news is we're not copyright infringing anyone because it's our own show. And here's the fun part, too. You can, of course, visit our website. There's additional menus. You can simply swipe there and you see our free podcasts, our show notes, various radio stations. So perhaps, hopefully, there's one nearby you. You can tune into the show every week. Our ITTV videos are there. Guess what? Including all the goodies from IFA, including this video and radio interview with Dimitri, and how to contact us, a news feed, and more. I mean, it's just jam-packed with goodies here, so you certainly want to check that out. And you can send a message to the studio very easily. You just hold this down. Testing 1, 2, 3. I'm sending a message to Dave and Chris and the team at Into Tomorrow Studios. And then you let go, and it'll launch your email program. And then you just put in your name, you're calling from where, and you listen how. And then, boop, send it. And off it goes. And then we get it in the studio. It's that easy, folks. And then you can participate that way.
Yeah.
We still have many people participating using our old app.
Oh, yeah.
Because it still works as long as they had it.
All right.
Okay. On some devices, like on my phone. I mean, I even have the old app while you and I and the team were testing things for the new app, which was good because I was able to show you what we did. And then Dimitri was able to make it better various ways. So what do you think the future of app development is? I mean, are they going to be around for a while? I mean, apps have become much more interesting, I think, for a lot of people to do so many things.
Yeah. Well, as you mentioned before, there are these buzzwords, machine learning, artificial intelligence. We know them all. You've probably mentioned them.
Oh, yeah. Especially here at IFA. There's so much about AI and the rest, as you mentioned. Absolutely.
Yeah. So one could say there basically is an app for everything already. So what else could there be?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, these technologies are basically AI, machine learning, artificial intelligence. They're becoming easier to implement. So it's all moving to the cloud, which means you've basically got one simple basic account. Is it with Google or another company in which you can use these functions very simply? It's very easy to use. So
because a lot of stuff that we do as consumers is moving to the cloud or already exists there, you see a lot of app functionality similar.
Absolutely, yeah.
Cool.
And it's since all of these usually complex computations and things are done in the cloud, it's becoming far easier for app developers to integrate these features. So you'll see a couple of tons of new apps using these buzzword technologies, basically, because it's cheaper and easier to use.
Yeah. Sure. Well, I'm not going to hold you to it, but I can already smell version 2 of the brand new app. At some point, you'll find some other cool thing to do for our audience. I think we're pretty much covering everything now, but hey, you never know. You can't say we're done with anything involving tech, because it's always developing and changing. So you're a delight to chat with. I am very happy not only to have met you in person now, but also that we've got it out in the app stores, and we hope everybody loves the Into Tomorrow app. Just search those two words, Into Tomorrow,
absolutely,
at the Apple App Store. That is what they're still calling it, I think, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Apple App
Store. I'm not an iPhone-y, so I don't know.
Google Play Store.
Or Google Play Store. That is where we find the one from iPhone. And then, of course, you want to give us 5 stars, I hope. I mean, that's a given, right?
5 stars, minimum.
Yeah, minimum. I think that's the maximum you can give, right?
But it's also the minimum.
It is. You're right. See, both of them, I like Dimitri for a lot of reasons. That's another good one. So, yes, please, rate us, won't you? 5 stars, and make a little comment or two.
Yeah,
hopefully
feedback.
They're good.
Feedback is important.
Feedback helps, because perhaps if you think a change is in order, things that we didn't observe, there you go, version 2. Dimitri and his team are going to be on it just like that. So I thank you for everything and for meeting you here. It's been fun, and I look forward to a lot of folks enjoying the new, brand spanking new Into Tomorrow app.
I do too. Thank you very much.
Terrific. DimitriStauffer.com. And you're thinking, how do I spell that? I'm not in Germany. Well, it's easy. DimitriStauffer. But don't worry about it. Of course, we link you to Dimitri's site and all of our guests here in Berlin. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue with lots more from Berlin, Germany and IFA here on the Advanced Media Network. Don't go away.